The 5,000 to 6,000 full-time farm workers employed by agriculture in Sonoma County are known to be one of the poorest segments of the workforce, and the new Sonoma County Farm Worker Health Survey clearly documents that. But it also digs deeper to detail how their persistent poverty affects their well-being.
The very high level of diabetes, which was three times the rate in Sonoma County, for a generally younger population. Remember, our average age was around 37. There was also a very high level of workers compared to the general population that indicated their health was only fair or poor. That was quite troubling.
Chris Page is the CEO of California Human Development, which conducted the survey for the Sonoma County Department of Health Services. Their hour-long interviews with 293 ag workers did not ask about the immigration status of the overwhelmingly young, male, and Latino subjects. But Page says that is undoubtedly a contributing factor in their disparities.
60% of the workforce typically is unauthorized. And those unauthorized workers are barred from participation in Covered California and the Medi-Cal expansion. So your starting point is not a good one, that a majority of workers aren't eligible for any of the subsidies.
The detailed report, which is still being finalized, was previewed for the county's Health Action Council on Friday. Naomi Fuchs, CEO for Santa Rosa Community Health Centers, says it's important in identifying the barriers those workers and their families confront in getting access to health care.
Is it financial? Is it location? Is it transportation? Is it a sense of fear? Being a medical care provider, that's the area I want to help address in our community so that there is health justice for all people.
Her colleague, Senior Medical Director Bo Greaves, adds that overcoming some of those barriers may require changes in how health centers deliver their services.
In order to bring health care, which is what we do, to the folks that are not getting it, probably is going to involve a much more broad-based and aggressive way of getting care to them where they're working, with mobile vans or simple clinics or something that is more accessible and easier access.
The survey found many farm workers paying half their income or more for housing, further emphasizing the need for increased affordability here. But there was one modest bright spot, observed County Supervisor Efren Carrillo.
The one thing that did surprise me was the number of farm workers that are actually living on site or being provided housing by their employer or by the agricultural entity. It seems to me that folks are either doing it because they know the benefit to their worker or they're doing it because there's a bottom line benefit. And if we can help grow that type of model with other entities, I think we can make the biggest push there.
The biggest surprise in the survey was 88% of those interviewed saying they were permanent residents of Sonoma County, most of them living here with their families. Knowing that will help to shape the policies to be developed to aid this population, says Chris Page.
You might still be looking for some seasonal housing, but you'd have a focus on permanent year-round housing. You would have policies that would try and integrate the family members for services. So it does have implications for this health action group.
The final version of the report is due to be made public later this fall. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.